Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments in the story of some Americans who were ambushed by drug cartel members south of the border earlier this week. The man who was detained by Mexican authorities in connection with the murders of those 9 American women and children is no longer considered a suspect. Ruth Warner is a relative of the victims who were members of a fundamentalist Mormon community.
I heard about what was going on with my brother and his family and my cousins, and I literally couldn't breathe. I was so devastated for them and for what they're going through.
Again, prosecutors now say the man they had initially arrested was not part of the ambush of those victims. The federal government's expected to ban flavored vape products soon, perhaps before today is over. The move coming as more than 1,600 people have contracted lung illnesses linked to vaping, and more than 30 of them have died. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The Labor Department says around 211,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, 8,000 fewer than the week before. President Trump last night at a campaign rally in Monroe, Louisiana, suggesting that the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry focusing on him is un-American.
It's so bad what they do to our country. They rip the guts out of a country, and it's a shame, and they shouldn't be allowed to do it. And people should stop. Maybe go to the Supreme Court, maybe, but they got to stop it because we have a country to run.
Meanwhile, former National Security Advisor John Bolton's been called to testify today in the impeachment inquiry. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions may try to get his old Senate seat back. Reports are the Alabama Republican is going to announce his bid this week before a filing deadline. Trump nominated him to be his Attorney General, but he later pressured him to leave. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump reportedly tried to get Attorney General William Barr to clear him in the Ukraine controversy. That's according to the Washington Post, which reports Trump asked Barr to hold a press conference where he would say that the president's phone call with Ukraine's leader in July was legal. The paper states that people familiar with the matter say Barr rejected the request. Trump apparently was asking around the same time the White House had revealed a transcript of that call, the president having pushed Ukraine's president to investigate Democrats. During that call, it kicked off the impeachment investigation into President Trump. The governor of New Jersey is telling the president to keep sending refugees to the Garden State. Governor Phil Murphy posting a letter that he sent to President Trump earlier this month discussing a presidential executive order that states refugees should only be settled in jurisdictions where state and local governments agree to accept them. Murphy, a Democrat, says the order asks states to demonstrate such consent in writing, and he wrote that New Jersey will continue to welcome those seeking safety as they also flee harm. The governor is stressing that immigrants, including refugees, contribute to New Jersey's strength while also enriching its communities. And the first ever holiday season flavor of Coca-Cola is hitting the shelves. It's Cinnamon Coke in a red can. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we've got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen, and that means everybody needs to be on deck. All hands are needed. This idea of being passive and a silent majority doesn't work anymore. We've got to push back on the insanity. I mean, after all, what have we got to risk here? I mean, the government is out of order. It is blatantly corrupt. I mean, philosophically speaking, this is the problem that we have right now. I know you keep scratching your head. I want to bring Dan Perkins on right now. Hey, Dan, you see what's going on across the country, and you're talking to people as well as I am. And the people are going, wait, what's going on? Up is down, down is up. All this is sideways and so confusing. You know, why would you want to impeach a president when you can vote him out in 12 months if what you've got in terms of policy and what you have to offer the American people is so much better, unless you just believe that the constituents and the voter electorate is so corrupt and so stupid that they don't know better. So the only way that we're going to make sure you make the right decision is to eliminate one choice right off the bat.
I agree with what you're saying, Bill, and always a pleasure to be with you. It really is important to understand that we have talked many, many times about the bubble around Washington, D.C., and the wall of mirrors that they're looking out over the hinterlands and just seeing the reflection of themselves because they're not going over the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we have a situation where you're right. I mean, you're almost being logical, Bill, and I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that the vast majority of America is logical. I am not convinced that the people inside the Beltway, in many cases, regardless of party, are being logical.
Well, they've suspended it, Dan. They've suspended it for their ideology. This is what happens. You know, Peterson wrote about it in his book. Other philosophers, have addressed this issue, and that is that you can be so given to an ideal that it corrupts your thinking. It rewires your brain. And the people in the Beltway, to your point, their thinking and their own mental capacity has been rewired to absorb the lie and this insanity. This is why Main Street America is going, what is wrong with these people, you know?
So let me give you an example that happened yesterday to prove your point. We had a situation where there was, behind the closed doors, this particular person was asked. Now, it's our understanding that you heard from person A, who heard from person B, who heard from person C, and what you heard from person A is an impeachable offense. And the person said, the Democrat said, yes. So there's no rationale to, it's all hearsay, but it was third party, third time removed, and they're still saying it's an impeachable offense. The issue is, why don't they just wait until the election? I think they feel that if they, and they've said this publicly, if we don't get rid of Donald Trump before the election. We're not going to beat him in the election.
Yeah, Al Green. Al Green stated that specifically. Congressman Al Green stated that specifically. That point,
yes,
exactly.
You're absolutely right. Right. And so the reason why they're pressing is that they have to try and get the president out of office. But again, they're living in a unrealistic dream world. Mm-hmm. And this is where the complicity of the mainstream media, and it goes like this. The Democrats make a statement. The news media the mainstream media follows it with support for what is being said. Therefore, it must be true.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's true, there's no room for debate.
Yes.
And so what's happening is that the Democrats are ignoring, in my opinion, the reality of the constitutional process of impeachment. Now, we had a situation yesterday where Rand Paul at the president's rally in Kentucky earlier in the week said that we should release the name of the whistleblower, and he should be subpoenaed to come to Congress and testify, or she, depending on which one it was, and show Joe Biden and his son. Now, yesterday, the Senate tried to pass a resolution that would not require the whistleblower to come and testify before the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Democrats who put the resolution on the table, they in the Senate, they put the resolution, and it was a binding resolution. In order for it to pass, 100% of all members of the Senate had to vote in favor. Rand Paul said, no way.
Mm-hmm.
So he killed it. So even the Republicans were trying to acquiesce to the Democrats in the Senate. Well, we don't really want to be a problem here. We don't want to create any turmoil. So we'll allow him to or her to not have to come and testify. Rand Paul stood up. And if Rand Paul would not have stood up, it's possible that that resolution could have passed. The point is that we're dealing with, in this example, one person made a difference. One person, Rand mm-hmm. Paul, made a difference of stopping the weak backbone of many of the Republicans in the Senate. And I think that there are other Republicans in the Senate who are very outspoken, and that's the thing that's encouraging to me, is that it's more than Rush and you and me and everybody else in the alternative media, but now we're getting congressmen and senators stepping up. I mean, the vote in the House, you know, 100% of the Republicans said no.
Right.
And McConnell basically says, if it comes the way they're talking about, it's never going to get to the floor. It's never going to get a vote. There'll mm-hmm. never be a trial.
Right.
So, but the Democrats, and this is the point, Bill, the Democrats don't care.
No.
Whether or not it goes to a trial in the Senate or not, they don't care.
They would almost like it better if it didn't go to trial, because then at that point they can let their lips flap and all the theory continues, because in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And they have run away with the court of public opinion, anonymous reporting, thank you very much, the mainstream media and everything else. But there's something absolutely fundamental about the whole Whistleblower Act to begin with, Dan, that is flawed. And they're protecting this individual, and it's amazing. Don't you find it quite rich? You know, the mainstream media who knows to jump all over leaks, all of a sudden they have some sort of coordinated cabal to not release the guy's name when they know who it is.
Yeah, and Rand Paul threatened yesterday that he would release the name. He knows who the person is too.
Well, Don Jr. Supposedly as well.
Pardon me?
Don Jr. as well.
I would assume so.
Yeah, no, but supposedly he released the name. But, you know, it's like, wait a minute, what? This guy isn't really a legitimate whistleblower by statute. I mean, this thing has been stretched. It's been compromised. If anything, they need to reconsider the whole Whistleblower Act and get it in proper accord. I mean, if somebody arbitrarily, 30 days before all this, can change the rules, what? Why can't the legislative body do the same?
Mm-hmm. You're right, and I think that that's what the Democrats have done. I mean, the way they've conducted these kangaroo court hearings, and selectively editing the transcripts and ignoring when a witness is counter to what they believe and what they want to, what they're trying to profess. They just don't report that part of the transcript.
And well, getting it behind closed doors or in front of closed doors will go a long way, and we'll see how this plays out. More from Dan Perkins
hunters,
after this.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players on special for optimal immune support. Nucleotide Complex, featuring the basis for all cellular structure. Colostrum, with its naturally occurring immunoglobulins. And ultra-quality olive leaf support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middlemen and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, fresh and independent. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with the one and only Dan Perkins continues. Dan is an author and foreign policy expert. We're also together. He's the founder of Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us. and we're proud to associate with Dan. I am a registered ambassador, I guess I could say, right, for the foundation.
Yes, sir.
And just excited to be part of it. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. But, Dan, you know, we've got a very special day that's just around the corner, which mm-hmm. happens to be Veterans Day coming up next Monday. And, you know, for all the vets out there that are near and dear to our hearts, well, I'll tell you, we owe it to them. I mean, you know, you wonder sometimes why I fight so hard for this country. It's because, you know, of people like my dad, a World War II vet, my brothers, who my oldest was in the Air Force, second oldest was in the Army. I was in the Marines. You know, it's our friends. It's our fellow vets who put it all on the line and sacrificed. And, you know, of course, we know that many you know, paid the ultimate price, and their families, basically they will sit down at Thanksgiving dinner and all the Christmas dinners with an empty chair, because, you know, their children who paid the price for our freedoms, is not there. And, you know, you just cannot appreciate the vets and, the reason for their existence, which is this country, the home of the free, and the land of the brave.
Right, it's amazing. I'm a veteran too, and I've learned as I've talked to veterans for the last 5 years, with songs and stories. There is a kinship. I mean, when I walk into a facility, they say, "Did you serve?" "Yes." "What branch?" "Army." "What did you do?" "I was an infantry communications person."
"Wow."
I was a grunt, mm-hmm. and they all smile. But it's hard for I really believe this, Bill. Mm-hmm. It is hard for civilians to understand the band of brothers feeling.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When two veterans get together and shake hands or hug each other. It's there, and it comes from the basic training, and it changes your life forever. So we're
exactly,
even though we're retired Marine, retired Army, we're still Army and Marine. That's still
exactly.
Think about defending our country, and I think that's an important thing to remember, that when we join the military, it changes us for the rest of our life, because it gives us purpose, direction, and something to live for and to die for. And it's an incredible ministry, as some people say. We are about to launch for the third year. Songs and Stories for Soldiers is presenting a project here on Sanibel Island called Sanibel Shoes for Homeless Veterans.
Mm.
And as strangely as it seems, they can go to a veterans facility and they can get clothes, but the veterans facility doesn't have shoes. And they can't really get a job if they can't put on a decent pair of shoes. So we started 3 years ago this Sanibel Shoes. And in the last 2 years, we've gotten almost 1,000 pairs of shoes and 1,500 pairs of socks that were quickly donated to veterans throughout Southwest Florida who are at the homeless shelters or whatever throughout the state. And we're doing it again, year three. So from the Sunday after Thanksgiving to the Sunday before Christmas, and Bill, I've talked about this on other shows. We get people who ship boxes of shoes to us all over the country.
Wow.
So, I'll get something to you. Maybe you can put it on your website, about if they want to send some shoes, how to do that.
No, that'd be awesome. That's great. Yeah. By all means, get that to us. You know, as you say, Dan, it is an honored fraternity. You know, I was going through LAX here a couple months back and, came across a gentleman, Bronze Star recipient from the Korean conflict, and mm-hmm. he's up for a Medal of Honor. I mean, and a tremendous, tremendous gentleman, and what a heart. But it, like you say, you know, you just come together. And a lot of times in my travel, I'll wear my cap that says U.S. Marine Corps. And you know, a lot of people will come to me and say, hey, thank you for your service. And, you know, sometimes people wonder, so well, why do you do that? I go, it's not for me, really. It's, you know, I do it for my brother, my family, you know, for the other vets, you know, to, you know, because we're grateful for this. And I'm proud of the service that I had dedicated, you know, to this country. And boy, when you match up with some other people, you know, either former Marines or Army, Air Force, anybody that has served in the military, like you say, the bond, the fraternal bond is, it's eternal.
Yes. And if you've never been there, it's hard to understand that.
Exactly.
And I had a guy I went through individual training with in Fort Knox, and I had not talked to him or seen him in like 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we met in a cafe in Hollywood, and within 20 minutes, it's like the 25 years never existed. We just picked up from where we were, and we've been in touch on a regular basis ever since then.
Wow.
And that was 15 years ago. But you know, it's there. You remember, those are vivid memories. And I'm sitting here thinking when I'm talking to you, and I'm looking at that two-story wooden barracks from the Second World War that I took basic training in Fort Knox, Kentucky, and being out on agony and misery and all those things at the firing ranges. It's still very vivid in my brain, and it's been 50 years, but I'm still there. It's indelible. And, that's why, you know, sometimes we, me and you and other people like us, get criticism because we're so patriotic. And it's because we committed knowing that something bad could happen to us when we went in the military. Thank God we survived. But we love this country and believe in what it stands for. And that's a passion that doesn't go away. It's there forever.
Exactly. Well, Dan, remind everybody, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, how they can get more information if they want to get involved and, you know, donate. Boy, donations are welcome as we continue to reach out to, you know, our former military who still are suffering. I mean, we're still dealing, sadly, with, 20 suicides a day, roughly, still. This is heartbreaking, you know, and it breaks my heart to every time I hear of another vet who got lonely and was so isolated to feel like they had no other alternative but to commit suicide. And so
Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us. That's Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us. All donations are appreciated.
Great.
And I think they'll find it to be a very robust and interesting website.
Yes, and to all our vets out there, happy Veterans Day. And may God richly bless you, you know, for your service to this country. Well, Dan, we look at, we've got insanity happening in the Beltway. That's just going to be it. I keep telling people, take a breath. Don't get caught up in it. You know, it's coming down. I mean, really, you cannot allow corruption to this level and degree to continue. That it is, there is a judgment coming upon it, whether it's from the IG report that's happening. There's just so much corruption that's taking place, and I think this is why part of the panic is taking place in D.C. the way it is. Whether it's the deep state, all the alliances with you know, democratic socialists, the mainstream media, they're all complicit to the big lie and many lies that they continue to perpetrate on we the people. And the people figured it out in 2016. This is why they voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I would say to you in closing, Bill, just look at the people who have come out of the administration to testify against the president. That is the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are the people who are responsible for what's going on. And they've decided they know better than the president and the American people. And the American people cannot be trusted to make the right decision.
That's really what it comes down to. I mean, Jonathan Gruber said it, said that, you know, this is why they made Obamacare so complicated, because the American people were just too stupid to understand it, right?
Right. Yep.
And that's at the core of their philosophy. Go ahead.
It is. It is. And I think my last prediction was in the presidential election was going to be 48-2. I think it might be 49-1.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments in the story of some Americans who were ambushed by drug cartel members south of the border earlier this week. The man who was detained by Mexican authorities in connection with the murders of those 9 American women and children is no longer considered a suspect. Ruth Warner is a relative of the victims who were members of a fundamentalist Mormon community.
I heard about what was going on with my brother and his family and my cousins, and I literally couldn't breathe. I was so devastated for them and for what they're going through.
Again, prosecutors now say the man they had initially arrested was not part of the ambush of those victims. The federal government's expected to ban flavored vape products soon, perhaps before today is over. The move coming as more than 1,600 people have contracted lung illnesses linked to vaping, and more than 30 of them have died. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez live.
Well, you don't know how many years, how much effort it takes. French in Russian. Don't even get me started. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you along with us. And we're going to be talking with the commander, national commander of the American Legion in just a moment. Bill Oxford's going to be joining us. In the aftermath of another election day, American Legion national commander Bill Oxford, as I mentioned, is hoping that Americans will pause to remember just who it is that makes it possible to freely choose our elected officials. It's fitting that Veterans Day is just a few days after Americans traditionally go to the polls. Oxford said it is, after all, the veteran who protects our freedom and ensures that our constitutional republic is protected from tyrannical regimes and terrorists who hate our way of life. The American Legion was founded 100 years ago by World War I vets concerned about their wounded comrades and the sacrifices that were made to defend freedom. As we begin our second century of service, we remain committed to this great country. We are nonpartisan, but we strongly believe that all our elected officials should ensure that veterans, members of our military, and their families feel the gratitude of a nation that truly appreciates and values their services and sacrifices. Congress and the White House still have some unfinished business that we'd like to see them address, is what the commander is saying. And we want to bring on Commander Bill Oxford right now. Commander, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Let me say, Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, back at you. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. It's an honor and privilege to be able to represent our 1.82 million veterans scattered around the world as American Legion members.
Well, as a post member of 318 in Port St. Lucie, Florida, Commander, we're looking forward to to your leadership and an exciting year ahead.
Well, thank you. As we look back over the first 100 years, we've got to remember who the American Legion is, what we do, and who we are. But as veterans who have served this country, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to say and be recognized as a leader of this organization.
Well, excellent. Explain to our audience the Legion Act.
The Legion Act. Well, Legion Act stands for Let's Everyone Get Involved in the Opportunities for National Service. And most people realize the American Legion was congressionally chartered as a wartime veterans organization. And throughout most of the history, we could only accept veterans who served during periods of conflict, like World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, or the Gulf War. The Legion Act recognizes the fact that during those periods, between those periods of conflict, men and women have died defending this country. So we wanted to just recognize the fact that those veterans were serving. They made the sacrifice and service to their country. But we wanted to open up Legion membership and recognize the fact the America has been at war since December the 7th, 1941. Mm-hmm. We just want to recognize the fact that those people served and wanted to recognize them as eligible for Legion membership.
Exactly. Well, Commander, you know, the truth being known, as soon as our founding fathers came up with this unique idea of governance, the country's been at war because antithetical forces have been in existence to do everything they can to, knock out that shining light on a hill, that light that screams out freedom and liberty to the entire world.
Absolutely the case. This country, there are always people and factions and organizations out there who wish harm to this country. And the American Legion is a leader and recognizes the fact that that's true. We've got to have a strong national defense to protect this country.
And local communities are so important to this end. And the American Legion does a lot to, with programs, service programs that serve our many communities across the nation, right?
Absolutely. We've got 1.8 million members scattered around the world. We've got over 13,000 Legion posts across the country and the world. But those Legion posts typically are community centers. They are the places and buildings and facilities where people gather.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times those organizations or facilities serve as shelters or release centers during natural disasters. But they're also some of the other centers of our youth program.
Right.
When we think about things like Boys State, Girls State, Oratorical Contest, Junior Shooting Program, American Legion Baseball, Scouting Post, those are some of the things that the Legion's involved with and take part of.
Well, I'll tell you, every time I hear about Legion Baseball, my dad coached. He was a post commander in Oxnard, California. And, three of the boys participated very enthusiastically in Legion Baseball. We had some great teams and great competition. It was a lot of fun. But I think there's a new time here, Commander. Would you say that, these local communities, these local posts, that they can really serve our nation by being the eyes and ears of what's going on in the local communities, because the fact of the matter is that we do have some emerging threats.
Absolutely. My theme for the year is a foundation for the future. Now, don't get me wrong. We've got to make sure we remember the importance, the valuability, and the relevance of the American Legion. We're 100 years old, and we need to make sure we don't forget that. But we've got to realize we've got to prepare for the future. And the things we do in looking at veterans' health care, in looking at our children and youth programs, in looking at all of the services we provide to veterans, we are developing the future of this country as we move forward and move into the next centennial.
Yeah, the thing I find quite interesting, Commander, is that, these vets that I talk to and, you know, need service. But they have such a servant's heart. I mean, they're there looking to serve because that's what we do. I mean, it's a unique fraternity that has served our nation. And we just want to help others. And you sit there and go, wait a minute, you need help. No. I'm willing to subordinate my need to help others. I find that to be consistent and encouraging.
I think you're right. I think a military person who has served this country, they develop that service heart and willingness to serve. It's a service to country, a civic responsibility that they feel, and it's the American Legion tries to benefit from that, and we do accomplish a lot of great things because of our willingness and ability to serve and protect this country.
Well, he's a Vietnam War veteran. Bill Oxford was elected national commander of the nearly 2 million member American Legion on August the 29th of this year in Indianapolis during the organization's 101st National Convention. He's been a member of the nation's largest veterans organization since 1986. Bill, remind everybody how the Legion is so closely associated with the GI Bill.
The GI Bill was basically created by the American Legion almost 75 years ago. Past national commander of the American Legion at that time, Harry Clomery, wrote the original draft on stationery from the Mayflower Hotel. That original GI Bill provided health care benefits and also made the home ownership possible for millions of veterans. And over the years, as the GI Bill has progressed and the multiple iterations, the American Legion has been part of that progressiveness as we moved toward the last model, I guess, the Forever GI Bill recently adopted. But that the GI Bill has been called the greatest social legislation ever passed by Congress. And there have been hundreds of thousands of veterans who took advantage of the GI Bill to get their education and move into the civilian society and become contributors to America.
Well, Commander, we wish you all the best for this coming year and the vision you have for the American Legion. I know you're going to be visiting the Far East, which should be pretty exciting for you, as well as the tentacles and the influence of the American Legion spread all over this globe. Where can our audience go for more information?
Well, the best place to do that is www.legion.org. That's our website. Or if we also have Facebook and Twitter accounts. Or the best yet, visit your local Legion post. Knock Amen. On the door. Yep. Say, who are you and what are you doing?
Yeah, there's 13,000 posts worldwide. So you should find a welcoming door very easily in a neighborhood near you. Commander Bill Oxford, thank you, Commander. Appreciate it.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans? Save it? Do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the expert in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. Owning a home makes Americans happier by giving them the power to build personal wealth and make valuable memories, according to the latest Homebuyer Insights report from Bank of America. In fact, 83% wouldn't go back to renting. Furthermore, the majority of homeowners believe that buying a home is the best decision they've ever made, and 79% believe becoming a homeowner has made them a better person. Helani Kerr, Retail Sales Executive for Consumer Lending at Bank of America.
The latest Homebuyer Insights report reinforces what we always knew. Owning a home allows us to build wealth, create memories, and it just makes people happy. Most homeowners credit that happiness to the emotional attachment they have to their home. Interestingly, they're also significantly more satisfied with their financial well-being than non-homeowners. It's no wonder Americans agree homeownership is a path towards a happier, more financially stable life.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Means it is time for our movie guy, the one and only Steve Evans, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Here he is, Steve Evans, the movie guy. Hey, Steve-o, I found it quite interesting the other day. I went to the movies, and I guess maybe it's been a little bit, not that long, I didn't think. But normally you go in, you sit through about 15, maybe on the long side, 20 minutes worth of trailers, right?
Right.
This thing went over 35 minutes because, and I was reading some, reading up on it, I guess back in September, Regal had decided talking to people, because people were complaining that there were too many trailers, right? They wanted to get to the movie. The movie says it's going to start at 8 o'clock. The movie doesn't start till, 8:20. And so they're complaining about that. And you know what their decision was? They said, well, okay, you don't like trailers, so we're going to give you ads.
Yeah.
And so now we get, 35, 40 minutes of ads? And so the movie that, they published that starts at 8, it doesn't start till 8:30, 8:40?
Well, it's true. And it depends upon the theater you go to, because AMC is like that as well. You have one over in Century City. We laugh because you sit through all of these ads, and then they have all these ads about AMC theater and this wonderful theatrical experience. And I keep looking at my watch thinking, when is the movie going to come on?
And you're waiting for tomatoes to be coming be poured out at the screen here,
I like to see trailers because I like to know what's coming up, and then I see it up on the big screen. I don't mind that, but the ads make me a little crazy. Yeah, but some theaters are like that, AMC, Regal. Others, like Landmark, they don't show trailers. Rather, don't show the ads, which I think is...
Well, I'm like you. I think that the trailers are beneficial because it gives you an idea of coming attractions. That's positive. But to be bombarded, and, of course, their justification is, well, we were going to raise ticket prices, but we're able to create this new profit center that now abates the need for ticket prices. Of course, that's a temporary condition, because as soon as the bean counters can figure out how they can justify an increase in prices, that's going to happen.
Everything's going to be going up. That's how it works.
It's the American way, isn't it? Yeah, but that's why all this streaming is taking place. And
that's a lot of it right there. That's
right.
True.
Exactly.
I think they should have run some ads for Terminator Dark Fate because
what happened?
A Dark Fate at the box office last weekend. Well, you know what? I'm not really sure what happened. We can talk about that in a moment. But one commentary
he told me, he goes, OLD, that's what happened.
Yes.
OLD.
I was talking to somebody, a friend of mine, I said, are you going to go see the new Terminator movie? And she said, what? Grandma and Grandpa, Terminator?
But you know what?
That may have been the problem. You know, they're iconic characters, but they may be a little long in the tooth to be playing these roles.
Right.
Whatever. It didn't work out. Made about $29 million. This is a movie that cost about $185 million to make, and then they dump another $100 million or so in marketing globally.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to make about $450 million worldwide for even to break even, and they're not even going to come close. It's, like I say, a sad tale, but it gives you an idea of the huge roll of the dice. I mean,
it becomes a nice tax write-off for these guys, right?
I hope it has some redeemable, situations there because, that's a big number.
Yeah.
That is a huge number. Joker was number two. It continues to roll. It's made about $300 million in this country alone. Maleficent, number three. Harriet, the new Harriet Tubman movie, that was number four. Adam's Family rounded out the top five. I had a chance to see Motherless Brooklyn. That's the Ed Norton movie.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
It was terrific. And you're going to hear a lot about this movie because he really does. I mean, he creates this amazing character. It's a detective back in the 50s with Tourette's syndrome, which sounds kind of crazy, but he really makes it work. You might want to check that out. It's called Motherless Brooklyn.
I saw Current War, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Cumberbatch is what an incredible. He's another, just iconic actor. I thought the story was a good story. It, brought some, good education, I think, to the storyline to help you understand what was going on between Westinghouse and Thomas Edison. And it puts Thomas Edison, we always hear so many good things about him, and it's like, he might need a contra PR campaign. Yes, right, exactly. Well, look at anybody that does, I don't think Bill Gates, Zuckerman, anybody that operates in that kind of realm, there's no doubt that ego is part of, the process and kind of deal. And certainly that came out and came to the front. I think it's a little bit of a sad, part was Tesla that you think, well, this guy, this Hungarian immigrant had, I think he had the goods. It was just the wrong connection. He just didn't
It's an amazing look at that time. It was a revolutionary time, and much like we're living through right now. And
right.
I think there's so many parallels between then and now where they're talking about how we're going to electrify America. And visually, I thought there were some very cool shots. So
yes. Yeah.
Not for everybody, but it'll be on Netflix here soon or some one of the services, so everybody will get a chance to see it. But
exactly.
It's an interesting tale.
Right.
You remember, of course, The Shining way back
then. Ooh, yes. Yeah,
a classic movie based on the book by Stephen King. Well, he wrote a sequel to that in 2013 called Doctor Sleep. And coming out this weekend, they have made a movie from Doctor Sleep, getting mixed reviews, but an interesting tale. This is the continuation of Danny Torrance. Remember little Danny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this takes place 40 years after the events of The Shining. He has been scarred, of course, by the trauma he endured as a child at the Overlook. He's fought to find some sort of peace, but that peace is shattered when he encounters this girl called Abra. She's this courageous teenager with her own powerful extrasensory gift known as, of course, the Shine. Now, instinctively, she recognizes that Dan shares her power. She has sought him out, desperate for his help against the merciless Rose the Hat, and her followers, they're called the True Knot, and they feed off the shine of innocence in their quest for immortality. The cool thing about, if you look at the trailer, cool thing about this movie is you see a lot of the original imagery from back there, you have the lodge and all of that, and it looks like a terrific tale. 75% are recommending. You do have some people who say the story is a little weak, but I find that hard to believe because it is based on a Stephen King story.
Exactly.
Check it out.
Well, do you think the OLD here might translate a little bit better than it did for Terminator?
Well, I think so. I think because obviously we're, you know, it's a different character. Ewan McGregor is, of course, starring as Danny. And if you have a great cast, you also have Rebecca Ferguson in this one as well. So it is, but it does, it's a sequel taking place 40 years later. So you don't really have that problem, I think. So anyway, check it out. Dr. Sleep out this weekend. And of course, the Christmas season is approaching.
Oh, can't wait. My favorite time of year.
It is a great time of year. We have this movie called Last Christmas, getting mixed reviews. 43% are recommending, but you have two beautiful people like Amelia Clark and Henry Golding. You may remember him from Crazy Rich Asians. You got George Michael music. You have London at Christmas time, just looking great. So, you know, what's not to like here?
Sure. Right.
Great. Played by Amelia is a young woman who has made a lot of bad decisions. Her latest is, having accepted work as a Santa's elf for a department store. However, she does meet Tom there, played by Henry Golding, and her life takes a new turn. For Kate, it seems too good to be true. He walks into her life, starts to see through so many of Kate's barriers. As London transforms itself into the most wonderful time of the year, nothing should really work for these two, but sometimes you got to let the snow fall where it may. You got to listen to your heart, and you got to have faith, as George Michaels would sing.
Yeah.
It's out this weekend, Last Christmas, and I'm going to have to check this out because we have to find a Christmas movie, at least one you like for Christmas, and this looks like one that may do the job. This, of course, is Veterans Day weekend. We have a movie called Midway, and this is a big movie. It's directed by Roland Emmerich. He gave us Independence Day and Godzilla. And it's not getting terrific reviews, I think, because movies of this genre are now all being compared to Dunkirk. You remember Dunkirk?
Yes, right.
You know, book by Christopher Nolan, who did such a magnificent job of recreating that situation and doing so in a very realistic manner. I'm not sure that Midway and its special effects and such live up to that standard. However, it is an amazing story. This centers on the Battle of Midway, a clash between the American fleet and the Imperial Japanese Navy, which marked a pivotal turning point in the Pacific Theater during World War II. The film is based on real-life events of this heroic feat, tells the story of the leaders and soldiers who used their instincts, fortitude, and bravery to overcome the odds. You have a terrific cast. You have Ed Skrein, Patrick Wilson, Luke Evans, Woody Harrelson in this one. Midway, 33% are recommending. I wouldn't let that number fool you.
It's on my list for this weekend. I got to see that. Yeah, exactly.
If you're into history, if you're into this sort of epic World War II movie, this may be for you. So it's called Midway, out this weekend. I've been seeing this trailer, speaking of trailers, for quite some time. It's a movie called Honey Boy. Now, you know, Shia LaBeouf has had his ups and downs. He's led kind of a troubled life, and he's had a troubled career. And this is a movie that is based on a screenplay by Shia. He stars in the movie as his own father. This is based on his own experiences. And this is fictionalizing his childhood, his ascent to stardom, and subsequent adult crash landing into rehab and recovery. This is kind of a therapeutic challenge of looking at his childhood. 95% are recommending Honey Boy out this weekend. Well, we have a lot more to talk about, but I hear that music, my God.
Yeah, we're coming down to the conclusion of it. I will give you a little preview. I may have mentioned this to you last week. Saw Tom Hanks' movie coming up Thanksgiving again. Oh, my gosh. People are going to be so blessed. I think we might have an epidemic of kindness that would be welcome and that might spread around the country because of this movie coming up. So look out for that. It's a good day in the neighborhood, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
You got it. Here he is, the one and only Steve Evans, the movie guy, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve-O.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.